So it's getting closer, isn't it? Christmas. It's December 13th. Only 12 days left. You still have time to get on Amazon.com and click all your favorite things for all your favorite people, and it'll be delivered. Time for the big day. Christmas is for those with Amazon Prime. 2-day free shipping. I was browsing around on the old internet the other day and ran across a list of the best Christmas presents for 2020. And it was much like gifts from other years, you know. Diamond rings that were way expensive. Huge flat screen TVs. Video game systems, which I never knew were as expensive as they are. Beautiful dresses and clothes. Even brand new cars, you know, with big red bows on them, a Christmas present. The message seemed to be that Christmas is for those who can afford it. Christmas is for those indeed who have Amazon Prime. And if you want a good Christmas, you know, if you want your kids to be happy, your husband or wife, your family, your friends, well, you're going to need to spend a lot of money. Christmas is for those who can afford it. Isaiah, though, our first lesson this morning from the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, has a different message. He's speaking in the voice of the Messiah. He's speaking prophetically in the voice of Jesus, the voice of the one who comes. The voice of the one that John the Baptist says he's not worthy to untie his shoes, the baby in Bethlehem, the one who's to come into the world. Isaiah says that the Messiah is anointed and chosen just for this, to be the Savior at Christmas, the Son of God, the Savior. He is the one born. And that Savior has a different list of gifts than the one I saw on the internet. This Savior who's coming at Christmas brings things like the good news, the gospel. This Savior who comes has come to bind up the wounds of those who have been wounded. He comes to proclaim liberty, to open up the prisons, comes to announce the year of the Lord's favor. He comes to bring comfort, a beautiful headdress, the oil of gladness, the garment of praise, all of these things. What a list of gifts, an outpouring of giving. The baby in Bethlehem brings these gifts to us, gifts that you can't find by clicking on the internet, gifts that only come from a divine Savior. These gifts that the Messiah brings are all given in images of earthly things. A bride with a beautiful headdress, the oil of gladness that one might put on one's face, prisoners being released from jail, liberty being proclaimed. All of these gifts point to the same gift, to the one gift that Jesus brings. Release from sin. Release from death. Release from the darkness of this world. 2020 has had plenty of darkness. COVID stalking us day after day, circling above us, and we wonder who's going to be next. It's in a habit. We've had riots in the streets. We've had injustice. We've had people crying out. And Isaiah says that baby, the one who comes, has been anointed to proclaim release from all of these things, to give us freedom. The most amazing thing about how Isaiah speaks, how the Messiah speaks through Isaiah, is who are all of these gifts for? For whom are they intended? Who receives these gifts that the Messiah brings? Amazon says Christmas is for those who can afford it. But not so with the Lord's anointed. He says he has come to bring these gifts for the poor, for the brokenhearted, for those who are captive, those who are bound, those who mourn, those with a faint spirit. That's a very interesting list. And if we were to evaluate that list, we would say it's a list that most of us spend most of our time trying not to be on. Nobody wants to be brokenhearted or bound up or a life filled with mourning or to have a faint spirit. We don't want such things. We won't want to be on such a list. I want to be on the Amazon list. I'd like a flat screen TV, right? I want to be on the good list, not the naughty list, Santa's list. We want to be successful and popular. We spend a lot of our time trying to convince ourselves, trying to convince others, and really trying to convince God that we have it all together, that we're good people, that we're doing pretty well. And we want to be in that spot where good things happen to good people, where we look nice and people like us, and God congratulates us on the kind of life we're leading. But all of that is imaginary. Isaiah tells us, Jesus says, he did not come, born in Bethlehem, to bring good news and mercy to people who all have it together. Jesus didn't come for the shiny, happy people. He didn't come for the good people. He came for those who were brokenhearted, those who are lonely, those who are captive, those whom this world has been hard on, the ones who have messed up and stumbled and hurt other people, the ones who have been hurt, stumbling along. Who is Christmas for? For whom does the Messiah come? That's the task we have in Advent. It's not Christmas yet. It's still Advent. And during Advent is the time to put away our pride, put away our pretending, put away our exalted, our pretend view of ourselves, and to be on that list, to admit that that list is us, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the sinners, those who don't have it all together, those who are captive to sin, those who need good news, those whose hearts are broken by this world time and again, those who know their need, their emptiness, and want to be filled. That's what Advent is for. That's its purpose. Knowing who Christmas is for. That the grace and the liberty and the good news is all wrapped up in that baby. Such gifts you can't click on Amazon. You can't buy them. There's no credit check for them. That baby and his gifts come only to sinners. Only for those who are unworthy and who thirst and hunger for righteousness. If you find yourself on that list, you will find Christmas. It's Advent every Sunday when we come together. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we say we have no sin, we put ourselves on the wrong list. Jesus comes for shepherds out in the fields, for people who say, I am the poor, I am brokenhearted, I am captive. That's my list, that's me. Christ is born for such people, and for them he brings hope. My Advent prayer, our Advent prayer, is that you find yourself on that list, the list of the brokenhearted, the sinners, and that finding yourself on that list, you may also find Christmas, when the Anointed One, the Messiah, is born in Bethlehem for you, a Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.